case number 11477, the application of Tom Police. The site is located east of Road 432, Governor Stokely Road, 1900 feet north of Road 329, East Piney Grove Road. 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 133, Map 10, Parcel 34.02. Requesting a special use exception to place a multi-sectional homes type structure that is more than 5 years old.
That's good.
On this application, we received no letters of support. We received one letter in opposition, and we received no mail returns. The letter of opposition is short, which I'll read. I'm writing in opposition to the case number for special use exception on property, and the location is referenced. For what I understand, this property is not a hardship case, but a property that will be used for a rental, and I do not feel the case warrants an exception. And I appreciate for your consideration of this matter, and it's signed Gary L. Conway. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Lane.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Timothy Police, 14262 Brandy Lane, Georgetown, Delaware.
Adam Rhodes, 38759 Seagull Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening again, sir.
Good evening again. I'm assisting Tim with his special use exception. We've brought with us some pictures of what he's looking to do with the property that he's owned for a while now. The mobile home that he's looking to place on the property is a 2004 model home, which exceeds the five-year statute for homes that are allowed on the property. So we've brought interior and exterior pictures of the home.
Great.
And we've also brought some pictures, which are bundled together here, of some of the neighboring properties within a quarter mile.
Thanks, sir. Now, these are of the unit?
Correct.
And these are the units in the area, or homes in the area?
So as the pictures go around, you'll see that the home that he's proposing to bring over is in good condition. It has a vinyl siding and shingle roof, standard roof pitch. The interior and exterior have been maintained over the 10 years. They don't really show any age more so than, a 3 or 4 year old home that somebody maybe didn't really take care of. The home's still in very good condition, and from the road it wouldn't be apparent that it would be a 2004 older model. The question for the special use exception was, will it substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property? And I've emphasized uses. No, I don't believe that it will. Formerly, I asked him, he said 10 or 20 years ago, it was a radiator shop on that road, which was since been gone, and he's cleared the lot and brush hogged it over the past couple years. But putting a mobile home on that and one that's older than 5 years would not change anybody's ability to use their property the way that they're currently using it. On either side of his land, although there's a ditch on the left side of the property, but on either side, on one side of the ditch and on the opposing side of his property are homes now. So it is a residential stretch of the road. And the follow-up question was, are there any other requirements applicable to the specific exception being requested? For example, time limitations. I don't believe there are. I know that for a personal finance and investment, Tim has a time limitation where he's looking to do something this year, but other than that, I don't think there's anything that relates to that question. Give you some time to look at the pictures, and if you have any questions.
Okay. You made reference to a radiator shop.
Yes.
Is that gone?
Yeah.
So that was a conditional use that would be void. Then it's gone.
Thank you, Mr. Mike. I was just going to ask a question.
Makes it easier for me.
Yeah, it does.
Any
Anything left on the parcel?
No.
Just been completely?
Yeah, just some little.
Be able to meet all the setback requirements?
Yes.
Mr. Workman, any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers, any further?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Miller?
Well, I do have one, I'm sorry.
Sure.
As part of the application, under inspector's remarks, who will live in the unit, TBD?
Correct. You can answer that.
Yes. I am planning on selling the home. It's not my plan to rent the home. If it sells within a 12-month period, it'll be sold. If not, then I'll rent the home.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, do you want to come, please come forward? You can sit right down right up front, sir, if you'd like. All those that are in opposition, please come forward at this time to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Virginia Fletcher, 26306 Governor Stokely Road.
Hi, Fletcher.
Same address.
I didn't catch your first name. I'm sorry.
Hi, Fletcher.
Okay.
Same address.
Okay.
James H. Baxter IV, 24933 Governor Stokely Road.
Okay. And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, you can, just for the record, our office has represented Mr. Baxter in the past, and I think if there are any potential conflicts, if there's any questions, I think the board should direct those to Vince Robertson, who is Assistant County Counsel, County Attorney.
Okay, would you like to go first, ma'am?
Okay. We live right across the road from this piece of land, and we have people that live right next door to this piece of land that we have to call the police on 2-3 times a week. And why anybody would want to put anything in there, I have no idea. And since they've owned the land, they've never cut the grass, but maybe once. And the grass is about probably 5-6 feet tall. And our neighbors have had snakes in the house from the grass. And plus the ditch that runs along that piece of land. And we have enough trouble with the people we have living across the street that we don't need another rental or more people that are living that we do now. They keep us up all hours of the night. My dad is 78 years old. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Ma'am, a couple things. I believe that when grass grows to a certain height, you can call the county, and they'll do what they can to have someone make sure that the property's maintained.
Okay.
Whether we, excuse me, whether we allow this or not, we can't control whether it's rented or not. So, you know, whether, you know, they build a house there to rent or whatever.
So. You say you're living right across the street?
Yes.
And you said there's disturbances there? Or?
Yes, right next door to the property here that they own.
It's not the property they want?
No, it's right next door.
Okay.
I mean, there's screaming, hollering, drugs. We've called the police. It's under investigation. And, I mean, it's been going on for a year.
And you're saying, you know, you're saying it's detrimental to the neighborhood?
I don't see why anybody else would want to even live there, you know, next door to all this that's going on. Nobody's going to want to live there. That's why that place has been empty for so long. I mean, all the neighbors call the police. They come out, and by the time they get there, they're gone. Then, you know, it's every weekend, even during the week.
Ma'am, did you say he owned the lot next to it?
No, right across the road.
He does.
We live right across from his lot.
His lot, he don't lot next to either one of the other two, right? Does he own one of the other two lots still?
Who, him?
Yes.
No.
So, ma'am, if he's trying to fix it up and make it better, is there anything wrong with that?
No, but what I'm saying is the house across the street, exactly across from our house, is where they have all the problems. Drugs, stuff going on during the week, every weekend.
But is that his
and
property?
His lot is right next door.
So, but if he's fixing it up and cleaning it and trying to do better, is that going to hurt anything?
It's not going to hurt anything, but he hasn't cut the grass in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, he's not done anything to improve below that in the last 4 years.
Seems like he is trying to now, seems like.
Well, 4 years later.
Ma'am.
What about us that have been living there all this time?
I'm just asking a question, ma'am. So.
Would it be your point? Are you suggesting that if he puts this there with the intent to sell it as he says he is, then you're suggesting that because of what is there, that it may be difficult to sell the property?
Exactly.
I got you. Thank you.
All right. Sir?
Well, I don't want it there. He's going to sell it, and you don't know what's going to move in there. And I've had enough. I'm sick of it. Get you up till 3 o'clock in the morning, them over there raising cane, and people around there, they don't care because they don't have to listen to it. We have to listen to it. Wake you up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning out there on dope. And I'm fed up with it. And he tells it, you don't know what's going to move in there. And I've had enough.
All right, sir. Dean? Sir?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My wife and I own the adjacent property surrounding this open lot. When we invested in that property, it was approximately 56 acres. And when we invested in that property, we understood that it was a commercial property, which we had no problem with. And with all due respect to Mr. Police, we're concerned about our, we'll call it our right to farm in the future with the future owner of that property. It's like he stated that he has no intention of living there himself, and I know that there's no way of guaranteeing who your neighbors are going to be, but we might have taken that into consideration when we bought our first piece of property to include, to be able to buy that one as well, if we'd have known that it would become a residence and the opportunity for it to become a nuisance residence. So I'm concerned, first off, of the future owner of that property or the future tenants of that property and our right to maintain our business the way we do. Thank you.
Well, I know. Mr. Baxter, you live there, near that?
I live about a half a mile.
Half a mile from there?
Yes.
I can see your
farm that around that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Correct. We farm the adjacent 300 acres in that area.
That's
worth it. I have a home out in Timbuktu somewhere, and I'm legal, and I'm going to rent it to somebody. Now, we can't control who they rent it to.
I understand.
You know what I'm trying to say? I mean,
yes,
you can't speculate what's going to happen.
If that was a agricultural residential lot, when we bought the 56 acres, we'd have bought 56 and a half acres is my point. Mm-hmm. We'd have gone to our means to be able to include that to buy that. I've in my short time in business, I've learned that if you don't want neighbors, just buy the land.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in time, it's not quite feasible.
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, could you come back up again? We have a question from one of the board members. Mr. Mills?
Mr. Rones, the ordinance changed some time ago, and when it did, it's been a rare thing for this board to approve a mobile home older than what is allowed. And typically, and I'm just letting you know for your information, it's typically when someone is having difficulty in affording a place, or for a family member, or those kinds of things, and not for necessarily for personal gain. I guess I would ask you the question, why is it that, this board should grant this request in this...
Great question.
You know, for this application.
Actually, I purchased a lot, I believe, in 2008 for $150,000. It's been on the market for about 3 to 4 years on and off. Have never had an offer. This is just a way for me to hopefully be able to recoup some of my money back out of the property. And I still will not get $150,000 for it once the home's on it. So,
wouldn't it make the property more attractive and possibly saleable with something newer than as opposed to something older?
I don't think that the area warrants that dollar amount to put something newer on there. You've heard them talk about the neighbors and some of the homes in the area. I don't think it would warrant. I've really looked at that. I really wanted to put a nice new stick-built home, but the numbers just don't work.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Do you own any other parcels in that area?
We do not in that area.
Are you aware of the problems that the neighbors talk about with the adjacent property?
Yes, I am.
Are you confirmed that?
I don't know. I hear a lot of hearsay. I don't know what's the real truth in the matter.
Well, why haven't you mowed your grass?
I have mowed the grass some, and the neighbors they're talking about, we had a deal for them to be able to park cars and use the property. Mm-hmm. He's the original owner of the property. He had sold it, and I bought it from the person that he had sold it to. He was supposed to be taking care of that, and obviously has not.
Okay. That answers that question.
Okay.
Sorry, if we deny this case, it have to get denied. Would you put another double wide there, a newer one?
I can't really answer that. I don't know what I would do. At this point, I would have to go back, and, you know, I'm already at a major loss, so I'd have to run some numbers and see what works and what doesn't work. I'm just trying to recoup my money for as close as I can.
Do you already own the mobile that you're applying for? Do you already own it?
I do. I do not. It's contingent upon this.
Okay, then. All right, sir. Any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions in, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but I'd like some more some time to take this under consideration. So I'd make a motion we table case number 11,477.
Till our next regular meeting or the 17th?
That's fine.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 11,477. Until the next regular meeting, which will be on November the 3rd. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,477 has been tabled until our next regular meeting. Okay.